American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 690. Here is the translated text as follows. 678. American State Trials. Candler. I did not set any trap for Cook or Mrs. Hirsch, but simply did all I could to develop the plot, which I believed had been laid. Mr. Russell. Were you sorry for her when you said you were? Yes, and I am yet. Didn't you wipe your eyes and pretend deep sympathy and squeeze Mrs. Hirsch's hand and say, "Little woman, I am mighty sorry for you"? I did not. You've kissed many ladies' hands, haven't you? Many a one. You are a man of the world, aren't you, Mr. Adair? Yes, to the extent that I am a fairly good judge of human nature, from my long business experience. You go round to various places, don't you? In line with advertising your business? No. Well, you've been to several manicure balls? Judge Hall. That question is improper. Mr. Russell. Did you not make the statement that the woman is usually the goat instead of Mrs. Hirsch, as given in your direct testimony? I possibly acquiesced in that statement after Mrs. Hirsch had made it, as it is my observation that the woman usually was. In my experience as a real estate man, I have had many dealings in a business way with women, and as a rule, they are poor business people, but there are brilliant exceptions to that rule. Mr. Russell, did not Mrs. Hirsch consult you about some property of her husband's 6 months before this occasion? I do not recall any such meeting, but it is quite possible that she did so, either with me personally or with my office. Mrs. Hirsch told me that on several occasions her husband had told her that she had only married him in order to secure a good home. She said her husband was of a cold and indifferent nature, whereas she was a woman of strong emotions. Mr. Russell. Did not Mrs. Hirsch complain as to the number of people who were being brought into consultation on the matter? She did say that she thought too many were being concerned in it, at the conference when Asa G. Candler Jr. was present. Did you ever send for anybody to represent her at these conferences? No. You never sent for anybody at her suggestion? No. Didn't you tell her that the whole matter must be handled as secretly as possible on account of Mr. Candler? I probably did. I didn't want any publicity until the whole matter had been fully developed. Did you ever tell Mr. Cook anything about Mrs. Hirsch having cried or been affected by the matter? I think I did say that she was much perturbed. Did you tell Cook you were sorry for her? If I thought of it, I did. I was sorry for her. Did you ever say that the Candler family were afraid that Mr. Candler would kill himself? No. Did you tell either Cook or Mrs. Hirsch that Mr. Candler was worried about the matter? I may have. Kate Taylor, Auntie PO 644, and Jean C. Waldron, Auntie PO 645, testified as they did on the trial of Cook. Ruby Allen was a nurse at St. Joseph's Infirmary. She was in charge of the night watch and met Mrs. Hirsch in the fall while she,